Lisa, how do you identify a good leader?
Well, I identify good leaders by probably looking at a whole lot of aspects that maybe others don't look at. But one thing in particular that I love to see in a good leader is someone that's transparent, someone that's the same at home and at work. I think you call these people humble. And my definition of humble is that they are willing to be fully known. It doesn't matter if people can see their strengths and their weaknesses. They're not pretending that they're all things to all people. They're actually willing to acknowledge, these are my strengths. And, you know, I believe you only need to have two or three really good strengths and work with those, and you can be a fabulous leader. You also might have 20 weaknesses that you're not going to fix in a hurry, but you recognize that you need other people to do for you the things that you don't do well. And I love leaders that know the values by which they live. You know, I often walk around in companies because I'm going into a company to observe what they're like before I speak at their conference. I'm looking to see how the leaders make people feel. You know, do they make their people feel important? Do they have that capacity to give them a sense of belonging and that the people are valued? I mean, there's nothing like the boss who can walk down onto the shop floor and say to one of the blokes, "Hey, I believe it's your birthday. Happy birthday." It's so personal, it's impromptu, and it's something that makes the person feel acknowledged and appreciated. I mean, knowing the details about people's lives is a significant hint to me that the people who are leading really care about their people. Keeping lists of birthdays and anniversaries and kids' names and the details that are in people's personal lives that matter to them make for good leadership. And of course, good leaders reward good work, and they provide feedback. Not just good feedback, they provide corrective feedback. Most people want to grow, and they will receive correction if it's said in a way that you actually know that you're supported. And I believe that good leaders are the ones that keep people accountable. In other words, if they say they're going to do something, they check on the fact that, have you done it? Because it means that the leader has listened to them. The leader has actually made a decision to follow up on a conversation that was maybe had even 2 weeks ago. Great leaders create cultures that people want to be a part of. There's respect, there's a sense of unity, and there's a lovely sense of relationship. And I believe good leaders role model to the team and then let them do what they're supposed to do. They don't tell them one thing and do another thing. They're very consistent. And they have a being attitude rather than a doing attitude. In other words, we like being with you. We like you being on the team. And out of that comes an ability to do what they do better. Good leaders, of course, deal with conflict quickly. They don't let it fester and simmer and literally get all types of terrible growth happening underneath the problem. They go straight to the people that have the conflict and deal with the people that can help solve the problem, not go around the outside of the problem and involve all these extra people that didn't need to know the problem in the first place. And I think great leaders embrace failure as an experience to learn from. They are going to make mistakes. If you're going to be making decisions, if you're going to be trying to work with a whole host of different personalities, you are going to make mistakes. It's all right to do it poorly before you do it well. Good leaders recognize it's a journey to get to a peak performance. You've got to be prepared to do it poorly before you'll ever do it well. And you've got to be progressively growing your capacity to change your behavior when you see that it is sabotaging the success of the company or the people around you. We change because we want to change. We change because we grow towards the capacity that we have. Most of us have far greater capacity than we acknowledge. And if we will simply start to build ourselves up and build up the people around us, we will start to move in a direction of a very cohesive team where people like being together, love problem solving, and love being able to bring a great result for the company. Leadership is a privilege. It's a choice to learn to grow your leadership skills, and I can't recommend it enough.
You've been listening to Lisa McGuinness-Smith on Lead, Follow or Get Out of the Way. This audio seminar is one in a series brought to you by the International Institute of Directors and Managers, which is distributed by CEO Online and published on its website, ceoonline.com. Thank you for listening.